Now, with the Big Ten conference games canceled, this football season looks a lot different. As COVID-19 cases rise on the UW-Madison campus, players and coaches of all sports teams are reacting to a rapidly changing situation. Our next guest is a sports reporter who's been keeping up with the logistics and politics of this year's Badger football program. Colton Bartholomew covers Badger football for the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com. Colton, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, we've already seen the Big Ten canceling football. First of all, can you talk about efforts to get them to uncancel it? Some big-name politicians in the state and beyond are trying to get the Big Ten to rethink this.
Right. So in the last 2 weeks here, we've seen President Trump and then Robin Voss and Scott Fitzgerald kind of voice their opinions of why the Big Ten should reverse course and bring back football. The big issue that these politicians face right now and what these schools are facing is that they don't have enough rapid testing to be able to test every day and test accurately every day. And a lot of the Big Ten presidents and chancellors did not feel comfortable trying to play a football season without having those things in place. So that's really the fight right now between the Big Ten, these politicians that are making their voices heard, and even the players and the coaches in the conference, is that everybody wants to play. It's just figuring out a safe way to do that.
And now we have the news on UW-Madison's campus. In-person classes canceled, more COVID positive cases. What are we seeing when it comes to how that's affecting lives, maybe even a little more for the student athletes on campus?
Right. So men's hockey and football have to take a 2-week pause right now because of the number of cases that they had on the team and the number of people that were quarantined because of those cases in their contact tracing efforts. So that's obviously affecting those teams because they're pretty much shut down for 2 weeks. The rest of the athletic teams are able to practice right now, but what's going on campus with the dorms, two of the major dorms on campus are quarantined right now, and then just all the classes being online. It is very much a situation where the school wants everyone to stay away as much as they can. I actually just drove through campus this afternoon, just get a feel for what it's like. And it is not a typical Friday. You know, normally it's bustling and kids are out and about and hitting up State Street for all the restaurants and everything. It's just a much different scene there today. And it's kind of wild to see, but from an athletic standpoint, everyone's still kind of just waiting. You know, the fall sports got canceled in full, not just football. You're talking about volleyball, which was national runner-up last year, and a number of other sports, track and for cross country and other things like that. So they're all kind of waiting on pins and needles for when they can start a season and maybe get some competition going. But it's tough right now because athletes are so used to a regimented kind of schedule and knowing, okay, this week we're going to do this, next week it's that, and right now everything's just up in the air and they have to wait to see whatever each day brings.
And you mentioned shutting down activities, so even without a season to practice for, these teams were doing some kind of practice and training activity.
They were, so just depending on each sport, the NCAA allows a certain number of hours per week. Football, for example, got 12 hours per week in this time of the fall season that they weren't playing. So that was going to have to be broken up between weightlifting and certain on-field exercises and film breakdown, things of that nature. So that 12 hours a week is shut down right now due to the COVID tests.
Talking to Colton Bartholomew from the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com, talking about college sports amid COVID, the Big Ten not doing sports, not doing competitive sports, and even practices getting shut down on UW-Madison's campus amid more COVID-19 positive tests. Colton, can you talk about what the testing regimen, the COVID testing regimen has been like for these athletes just to have their practices, much less, you know, not play a game?
So to answer that, I guess I got to start back in the summer when they started allowing athletes to come back on campus the first week of June. They started with the PCR nasal swab tests. That was, you know, the number one test that they could acquire and get enough of to make sure that as they brought back these teams in different phases, they'd be able to test them at least once a week. But it was actually ramping up more and more to football was up to two times a week. From the Big Ten's mandates on the testing. So it's the PCR nasal swabs, and then football was also doing the saliva test that UW-Madison's hospitals had created. That was an attempt to find a little bit more of a rapid solution because, you know, these PCR tests, even if you've got a lab on campus or you're pretty close that can turn them around, they're taking hours or maybe even a day to come back. The saliva test that UW had created was hoping to get it within, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. That, you know, you take the test, you know right away if you're healthy or not, and then you can go out to practice or go out to a game. And that's going to be a big factor going forward is how many of these rapid tests they can acquire and where they come from. But every athlete at this point is going to have at least 1 to 2 tests a week. And I would imagine that's only going to ramp up more going forward as these tests become more available and the technology of testing evolves to, you know, daily or, you know, the different types and different modes of testing that can get a more accurate picture of how everybody is health-wise.
That's obviously a bad news for the athletes themselves. Can you talk some about the financial impact on a school like UW-Madison?
Sure. So Barry Alvarez, UW's athletic director, said about a month ago at this point that it was going to be a $100 million revenue loss for the athletic department. So what that means is the amount of money that would come into the TV contracts for football and volleyball and the rest of the fall sports, and then all the fan money that came in through concessions and tickets and things of that nature, all that going away, they're going to be down $100 million. And it looks like if they can figure out a way to have a football season, whether that starts in, you know, late November, December, January, they're going to be able to recoup some of that television money. Maybe not the fan money because that's still going to be up in the air when that comes. But the long and short of it is they're going to have to make some hard decisions. And Barry Alvarez said the night that they canceled football that layoffs are more than likely going to happen. And the big goal is to not cut any sports, which we've already seen Big Ten schools like Iowa and Minnesota cut some of the smaller sports in their department. UW doesn't want to do that, but it's a reality that's probably going to be more and more likely the longer it takes to get football and some of these other sports back. The big thing that I would worry about from that realm is that if men's basketball can't start on time, or if men's basketball starts without any fans in the stands, which I think is almost likely at this point, I don't see a way that without some major layoffs or you know, other department shuffling, that you're going to be able to survive this with all the sports at UW.
Is there any kind of indication from Big Ten leaders or athletic directors, you know, if blank happens, that's going to be the sign that tells us we can go back to full action?
That's the unfortunate part. There's not. You would hope that they, I think it comes down to a few things. So like I mentioned before, the rapid testing and the availability of that's starting to become more and more solved. I think that you've seen some of the partnerships with different labs and different pharmaceutical companies that programs are making, that they're going to have enough tests to be able to do rapid daily testing. So that seems like it's closer getting solved. The other big issue is this heart disease that's got a pretty positive correlation with COVID-19 called myocarditis, which is an inflammation of your heart muscle that, you know, it happens a lot of times. It's almost like a natural response of your body to a virus, but we've seen more and more that with COVID-19, the myocarditis that you acquire or, you know, develop from a COVID-19 infection is pretty serious. And this disease can lead to sudden heart failure and death. And it's one of those things that you don't see in 20-year-old elite athletes. You know, it's something that happens to people later on in life, or, you know, if you're in an unfortunate situation with a different type of viral infection. So,
and we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Colton Bartholomew from the Wisconsin State Journal, bringing us up to date on COVID-19 and how it's affecting college sports.